Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Welcome back, guys. I am going to give you another lesson on short-term rentals. And, you know, when you're thinking about short-term rentals, you also need to think about your ideal client. So going back to determining your why, like we learned about in our last episode, why do you want short-term rentals? Who is your ideal client? So you already know why you want a short-term rental and the types of areas. Now think about, who are you looking to put in your property? For me, I want six-figure income earners because I have fairly highly classy properties and they're cute little boutique homes. I don't have extra large homes for parties and guests. So I want six-figure income earners with their families, maybe a couple kids. So 4 to 6 people in every one of our homes. And I'm looking for people who are like me that want a few days away to relax, walk, hike, eat, drink, chill. And, you know, and these could be people that are 30 to 60 years old. They're looking for a semi-luxury experience and they like these small and quaint, feel good boutique homes. And they love those live work play areas, like I talked about in the last episode. And when you pair that with everything that we learned in the last episode, you really start to get a feeling of who you're reaching out to. And I'm daring to guess it's going to be somebody like yourself. So think about this. I have a friend who is really into extreme sports. And when he was setting his theme up and looking for his ideal locations, he was determining his why. And he was also looking for an ideal client like himself. So he actually has built a 14-room house out in Outer Banks in North Carolina and has created this awesome property where people can go in and kiteboard. And that's something that he loves and that's something that he's put together. He also has a property in Costa Rica that he's developed and like a small hotel. And you know, they're known for surfing there. I don't know if he still owns it, but he used to own or may still own a property in Wyoming and Jackson Hole and known for skiing. So there you go. That's what he likes to do. My wife and I, like I told you guys in the last episode, we like to get away and to breathe and get away from the hustle and bustle of our day jobs, which, you know, real estate as a profession can be daunting sometimes. So we get away and we go have nice glasses of wine. We go eat good food and we like the sun. So we'll go hang out at the beach or we'll go walking and we'll look at the sights and stuff, or we'll go hiking in the woods. So that's kind of what we like. We like a more chill vibe. Now I do know other people who have put together properties in different college football towns. They have a college football town and in their area. And they started off with their first one right there and realized that it was very profitable, especially when the games were on and it made a lot of money for the whole year. So he replicated 3 or 4 homes in those types of areas around his area and they're booming. And he likes to travel to go watch these football games anyways. So he kind of designed the home for somebody like himself. And that's the guest he's getting. I do know of somebody, I don't know this person, but I've been told that somebody really loves Harry Potter and they have a couple of Harry Potter themed homes. They're Harry Potter nuts. I mean, come on. I mean, like if that's your jam, freaking Harry Potter nerded out. It's all good. You know, I mean, so that's what you want to do. You want to theme your properties out and then you can have micro themes inside the houses. Like I told you guys in the last episode, you know, my cabin is a Lazy Bear cabin. My Victorian over there in Savannah is a Sunny Victorian is what we call it. The Nest in Bluffton and Hilton Head. And I don't even know what we call our property in Atlanta, to be honest with you, but you know, I mean, we theme them out and we have micro themes within the property itself. But yeah, the whole overall theme of our portfolio is live, work, play, chill, and relax. And obviously we don't say it right there in the headlines, but we do kind of put that kind of language in our copy on the different platforms. So I really wanted you guys to realize that in essence, you're building out a portfolio for people like you in the most profitable areas possible. And you can back that up with data. That's what I love about short-term rentals. You don't have to go in blind. And what I teach in my short-term rental course on REISocietyEDU.com, by the way, we're offering for the next 20 people, I don't know when you'll hear this, but for the next 20 people, you can get all four of my training programs for the price of one. So if you elect to go get the short-term vacation rental program, you'll receive the wholesaling and fix and flip, as well as a long-term rental program as well. But yeah, what I teach in my short-term vacation rental program is that you can build this out with data. So you list out the areas, the three areas in within a 5-hour drive that's surrounding you, and you know that caters to your theme and your ideal client. And then you list them out, and then you go visit them. And then you know before you do that though, you're actually going before you. I guess I got ahead of myself. Before you do that, you're going to look in the short-term rental data. With like AirDNA or MashVisor, and you're going to find out which of the three areas are the most profitable based on the different dynamics and demographics that they have in there. And it's so easy to understand. Like when you're talking about data, a lot of people like freeze up like, ooh, no, reports. No, AirDNA has made it so easy to understand. I mean, if you've ever worked on a PC versus a Apple product, I mean, PCs are a little tougher. And I know they could probably do more, but an Apple product, you can just jump on and not even really have any instructions and know exactly what to do. That's why I love iPhones. That's how I feel about AirDNA. Their data is just so good. It's so good and it's so easy to understand, and the dynamic that it gives you with the demographics, it just shows you what you're going to pull in potentially. Obviously, can't be 100% right and guaranteed, but it's going to help you make a good decision intellectually. And AirDNA is the best data out there. I have tried MashVisor. You know, I was trying to be a cheapskate to begin with. I switched over to AirDNA and I've never looked back. And here's the thing. Look, you want to get the best data possible so that you can take those three areas that you like and scratch off two of them. And then you're going to go stay in the one that's the most profitable. Go walk around the area. Go do what you went out there for, whatever your theme is. Be your own ideal client, because obviously, like I said, in essence, you're making this property for you so that you can stay in there when you're ready, and then you rent it out when you're not there. And just hang out in other people's Airbnbs in that area. Go rent out a couple nights in one and a couple nights in another, and flaunt yourself around that town. Go enjoy what's out there, and then you still feel good about it after that. That's the Airbnb you're going to buy, or I keep calling it Airbnb. That's the short-term rental you're going to buy. Now, there's so much stuff that we can teach you. You know, obviously, after you get up running, we can talk to you about staging. We can talk to you about guidebooks, leases, things like that. I mean, we don't have to really get into that. I teach that in my training program. And there's so much more about dynamic pricing and why professional photos are better than iPhone photos. You know, it talks about automation. Well, we talk about building out teams. Look, here's the thing. You just want to start in the right direction. And like I said, whether you're a beginner or somebody that's been doing this for a little while, if you haven't been intentional about your short-term rentals, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And what I'm trying to do is set you up for success. Because I believe when I serve more people, it's going to come back to me, and I feel like that, not that I'm doing this, you know, for good vibes coming my way, but I feel like the more people I can help, the better it's going to be out there into the world and for you guys. And then obviously some good things are going to happen out of it as well on my side. So look, that's it. Just get the right place for the right person and build that thing out. Be intentional. See you in the next episode.